European Neolithic Period, Part 2. Cultures, Part 3. Now we have two cultures left in this grouping. One of them is the single grave corded ware battle axe culture of Upper Saxony and Thuringia, and the bell and zoned beaker cultures. Now, we left off last time with the northern megalithic culture, which is really of supreme importance. It is also true of the single grave corded ware battle axe culture of Upper Saxony and Thuringia. The characteristic type of pottery of this culture is a beaker or drinking cup with cord ornamentation, made by winding twisted cords around the wet clay. The prototype may well have been a leather bottle of earlier times. It is also called the single grave culture because here are found single grave burials as compared with the community graves of the northern megalithic culture. These graves are usually covered with a low mound of earth. The most typical consists of a shallow grave dug into the earth, paved with small stones on which the body is laid. The sides of the grave were often lined with planks. There was also a wooden covering, often in the form of a triangular roof. In some of the mounds, especially in Scandinavia North, there are four graves, one above the other, each one a single burial. Such burials do not indicate a nomadic way of life. The single grave corded ware culture is also distinguished by the term battle axe because of a characteristic type of weapon which is usually associated with the burials. There were two types, a faceted hammer axe common in central Germany and a boat-shaped axe found in the north. As was the case in the northern megalithic culture, there were also various local varieties of the corded ware or single grave culture. In addition to Upper Saxon Thuringian group, there was another between the Oder and the Vistula River, a settlement in the Middle Rhine, an East Prussian group, one in southern Sweden, another in central Jutland, and Schleswig-Holstein. The influence of this group spread far and wide. In the south, it affected the regions of the Swiss lake dwellings. In a somewhat mixed form, it made its appearance in Britain. There was also a very extensive field of influence in Eastern Europe, in Austria, Hungary, Romania, and southern Russian steppes, in the area between the middle and the headwaters of the Volga River. One view is that Middle Germany, that is Upper Saxony and Thuringia, was the original home of the culture, and that it radiated from there in all directions as a result of immigration and cultural dispersion. According to this view, it had its basis in the Mesolithic culture of Middle Germany. That is the view adopted, but Jutland and Holstein-Schleswig have also been favored as a place of origin, and still another interpretation points to the southern Russian steppes. It is, however, been shown that the single grave corded ware culture was an intrusive culture in the north, expanding directly down the Elbe River in the northwest Germany and there into Schleswig-Holstein and Jutland, or from the area of the Oder River, where the East German group was, across the Baltic into southern Sweden on the one hand, and on the other westward along the Baltic coast into Schleswig-Holstein, from where it later spread into northwest Germany, central Jutland, and then to the rest of Denmark. The theory that the people of this culture came from the steppes of southern Russia assumes that they were nomadic or semi-nomadic horde. The oldest culture in this region, apart from that of the descendants of the Upper Paleolithic and Mesolithic hunters, was the painted pottery, as we have seen. This painted pottery culture must have come from the southeast, at a date prior to the appearance of any of the Middle European, Western, or Northern cultures. It was an expansive agricultural culture seeking new land. The bearers of this culture were basically Mediterranean, Eurafrican, as they've been called. Further, the area of the painted pottery culture was overrun first by the people from the northern megalithic sphere, and later by others of the single grave corded ware. It's difficult to see how the bearers of this culture could have originated in southern Russia. It is true that the kurgans in the region were single graves and contain examples of the corded ware pottery, but many of them belong to the Bronze and even Iron Age. The older graves would be the result of expansion of the single grave corded ware people in the southern Russia from the west as part of a general expansion described above. Central Asiatic steppes as the original home are simply impossible. There is no evidence of the use of such a device as the corded ware technique, nor is there any indication of the presence of anything like single grave and faceted battle axe or boat axe. This explanation has survived traditional beliefs. A study of the geography of the corded ware settlements in Middle and Northern Europe shows that the bearers of this culture were inclined to inhabit areas which were not particularly well suited to grain production. This was true of central part of Schleswig-Holstein and Jutland, part of northwest Germany, and the foothills of Upper Saxony and Thuringia, and the sandy plains of eastern Germany, as they were at that time. These areas were much better suited for the raising of flocks and herds, and this seems to have been the main source of wealth of the early single-grave corded ware people. This does not mean they didn't have knowledge of grain production, but merely that raising cereals was secondary to their economy. In fact, that the people of this culture buried their dead in single mass graves strengthens the argument that they had a Mesolithic and at a greater distance an Upper Paleolithic background. The flat single grave was the usual procedure. The erection of a small mound over the grave could be attributed to the influence of the northern megalithic culture. That the people of the single grave corded ware culture in their original home in Upper Saxony and Thuringia were physically of the Nordic type can scarcely be disputed, and this is equally true of all the areas in which these colonizers carried their culture, either by peaceful expansion or military conquest. Now, there was still another culture which played a minor role in Neolithic Europe. It has been called the Bell Beaker culture, after the characteristic shape of the drinking glass, which is associated with the culture. It was first encountered in the Iberian Peninsula, but it may not have originated there. It had a most remarkable and rapid expansion in various parts of Western Europe, in Middle Europe, and at least as far east as Hungary. In the Rhine district, this culture came into contact with the people of the corded ware. A mixture took place, and from this center, there was an expansion northwards, and at the end of the Neolithic period, or early in the Bronze Age, a colonial settlement was made in Britain. This hybrid culture is called the zoned beaker. According to Herbert, the bearers of this culture were the first to introduce an Indo-European language, an early form of Gaelic, into the British Isles, but this thesis has not been generally accepted. In England, they erected round burrows in sharp contrast to the prevailing type. They may have also been responsible for the introduction of bronze into the British Isles. If it is granted that the original speakers of Indo-European were physically and predominantly of the Nordic type, it should now be possible to eliminate some of the bearers of the Neolithic culture from consideration. People of the painted and banded cultures can be excluded. They were basically Mediterranean type. The Swiss lake dwellers, before the intrusion of other elements from the north, were mainly Alpine. People of Western Europe and the British Isles associated with the erection of megalithic graves were predominantly Mediterranean. And the Beaker Belt culture can also be eliminated. This leaves two cultures for further consideration, those of the Upper Saxony and Thuringia and Northern Europe, the home areas of the corded ware and northern megalithic cultures, respectively. Attempts to identify the colonizing movements of the people of the northern megalithic culture with the expansion of the Indo-European language stock have not proven to be successful. On the basis of archaeological and anthropological evidence, the conclusion must be that the people of the single grave corded ware battle axe culture were originally Indo-Europeans. So we're going to have to check out how the linguistic evidence supports. So next time we'll be looking at the linguistics of the area, shall we say, twisted up with all the different groups. But at least I'll give you a list of the various Indo-European languages that are known. And I can tell you that those that still survive and that those are basically extinct. The sources for this, The Germanic People, Their Origin, Expansion, and Culture by Owen, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad, and The Civilization of the Celts by Loray. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.